Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, let's do it, everyone. It is time for the Chief Travel Leader Conversation. And for this December 3rd live broadcast, the B-Block will reconnect us with show friend Robert Gallagher. This portion of the program is sponsored by the world's leading cruise lines.
There are many options for you to choose from when you ocean cruise across the globe. And we encourage you to consider the brands of the world's leading cruise lines, Seabourn, Princess, Cunard, Holland America, Carnival, P&O, AIDA, and Costa.
Whether you're an ocean cruise newbie or you're a cruise veteran, go experience unforgettable travel adventures that connect you with people, places, and cultures by contacting your travel professional or spend some time at worldsleadingcruiselines.com. There are also individual brand links at rmworldtravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
All right, let's get right to that show hotline and reconnect with show friend Robert Gallagher. He's the Chief Operating Officer for AIG Travel. We've invited Robert back for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation.
Robert, how are you? Mary and I welcome you back to America's number one travel radio show.
Robert, thank you. I'm doing well. It's good to be with you and Mary again.
Well, good to have you aboard with us
nice
this morning for
you.
Sure. So listen, you know, we have shared consistently on this show for years now how important having travel insurance is when you're on the move. Because, listen, we all know you just never know what's going to be coming at you. And should something happen, that's the worst time to be trying to, you know, figure out options. So I'm sure you've been following. Mary and I, we've been traveling regularly with the show. A month ago, we were in Italy for a week of travel in a remote with the big Let's Go America Tour Rome. That was followed immediately by another week of travel in the big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean cruise, and then we were in Barcelona. I mention that because, you know, we had our Travel Guard preferred policy covering those 16 days of travel, but as I was reviewing the policy before leaving, and even attaching those bag tags that you guys provide for our luggage, the depth and range of what's covered really struck me. And, you know, we're in the business. So do you find most people think travel insurance maybe is somewhat one-dimensional and the scope of what's actually covered isn't as understood as it should be?
I would agree with that, Robert. One is I think that for the most part, as evidenced by, you know, the policies we sell and certainly the claims activity, trip cancellation is the number one driver, the number one purchase driver for travel insurance. And with that, I think there is, quite frankly, this notion that trip insurance equates to trip cancellation, and we don't necessarily, or consumers in large part, don't necessarily look beyond that, certainly not in the United States anyway.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Yeah. Robert, I think one of the things that's come out of the pandemic is that we certainly think about planning a bit more for travel now. Perhaps some of us are a little less spontaneous. We're traveling, but maybe we're just thinking about it a bit more, about where we're going to go and what we're going to put into the planning part. I know you spent time in the airline sector of travel before joining AIG Travel, but you've been with the company now for nearly 20 years. I'm curious to hear from you as the Chief Operating Officer, ways that you think the pandemic may be shaping or influencing travel insurance offerings today as compared to pre-pandemic days.
Sure, Mary. You know, not unlike that which we've experienced with other catastrophic events, there is a resultant consumer predisposition towards the purchase of travel insurance. Though, given the magnitude of the pandemic, this predisposition, this go-around seems to be more sustained, more durable, if you will. Education and awareness has always been our number one marketing objective in the United States. And I think, as we referenced earlier about, you know, consumers not necessarily reading the policies, I think they're paying more attention now in terms of their trips, the nature of their trips. And again, in the context of that predisposition, the extent to which, the policy now covers, the unforeseen and the unplanned, and that can come in dimension, right? In terms of, everything from, a canceled trip due to the death of a family member to, you know, a cruise diversion and trip delay, trip interruption, all of that. Yeah.
Well, I think something else that we've seen out of the pandemic, it was popular before, but it's even more so now. Leisure, that's obviously the mixing of leisure and business travel because of all the work from home or work from anywhere opportunities. So that brings me to another point, and I want to talk about annual travel insurance options, because besides offering per trip or these, if you will, kind of one-off travel insurance policies, for regular travelers, you also offer annual travel insurance options. And candidly, the quote that I received, it was very reasonable. So two questions. What do you see as the benefits of having an annual Travel Guard policy? And does it cover most of the same things as the per-trip policies you offer?
It does not. No, you know, the annual policy is limited in terms of its coverages and limits, quite frankly. You know, with the annual policy, if I am a small business owner and for purposes of business, I'm doing, high frequency, short haul trips, and I want to make sure that I've got some base level coverage for anything that may happen while I'm on any one of those trips, then I might consider an annual policy. But if I'm taking my family to Italy, or if I'm taking my family on a cruise, what have you, then I would want certainly the more robust value of one of our preferred policies, because I've got full trip cancellation, I've got full trip interruption, I've got the opportunity to add the bundles and top up with other value adds and so on. So I would there is a very distinct difference. The other thing I will add too is, annual policies are not available in every state. In Washington, for example, Washington does not allow annual policies, period. In the state of New York, there were some limitations, further limitations on annual policies.
Well, I'm glad I asked you that then.
It's really important to, again, understand the nature of your travel and, you know, what it is you are making sure that the insurance policy actually is commensurate with your travel behavior.
And if I heard you correctly, then the bundle options that are available, like on the per trip policy, is not available in the annual, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
the annual policy is very affordable for a reason, Robert.
Well, that's why I was taken back by it. Okay.
So let's dig in a little bit to these bundles, because I think this is important for people to hear. I also think it's important for people listening. We've been talking about travel insurance in terms of the traveler, the human traveler, but America loves their pets. A lot of people travel with their pets. You do have several bundles, including a pet bundle. Talk a little bit about that for our listeners.
Sure. So I like to say that we've humanized the domestic cat and dog by way of introducing the pet bundle. And that is, if pre-trip there is, something should happen to your dog or your cat that requires that you cancel the trip, then that is a covered event, right? By the same token, if you're traveling with your dog or your cat, I think it's important to just define pet. It is really a domesticated dog or cat that is living in the household. Mm-hmm. But if anything should happen on trip, then that may very well be covered events. Again, it depends on, of course, on the wording of the policy. But if a pet were to be injured or become ill while on trip, then there is coverage there. At the same time, if there is a pet at home in a kennel, and you are delayed from returning on your scheduled return date, then there is coverage there for additional expenses associated with prolonged kennel stay and so on. So there is this pet bundle has pre-trip and post-trip and pets at home dimension to it that is certainly of
I would
of
bet
value.
You a lot of people listening were not aware of that.
No,
one thing
either.
Else I want to hit on real quick. We only have about a minute for this. So there's a bundle that caught my attention. Perhaps it's because our son is dating someone and she's not a member of our family at this point. So let's talk about the Name Your Family Member bundle, because as I read it, if our son's girlfriend is traveling with us, we can identify her as a family member and she'd get the same coverage as all of us, yes?
Sure, but she can be an insured on the policy too, Robert. She can be a traveling companion, right? But by the same token, she wouldn't, let's just say she's not traveling with you.
Okay.
And she's to remain at home. And she were to become ill or something more serious were to happen, and you'd have to cancel the trip for that reason. And for that would be a covered event if she were a named family member on the policy. And so the process there is you go ahead and purchase, a case in point, a preferred policy, and then you would email us naming her as a family member. And should an unfortunate event occur pre-trip, then the trip cancellation would be covered. And then during the trip, should she remain at home and, something serious happen, then that would trigger coverage for
trip. Robert, listen, there's a lot there. I think that we've gone through in 9 minutes. We've educated America a little bit more on travel insurance. We very much appreciate you checking in with us today for the Chief Travel Leader Conversation today. Please give our best to Jeff, Rhonda, and the team. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and the Christmas season, okay?
You do the same. Robert, Mary, great to be with you again. Happy holidays to you.
You as well. Take care.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, that was good information from Robert, but then he always brings it whenever we talk.
He definitely does, and we could really keep talking about it. They have quite a few bundles. They have an adventure sports bundle. They've got a wedding bundle, a medical bundle, a travel inconvenience bundle, and they even have a pack-and-go plan for last-minute travelers.
Well, listen, a lot we've covered today.
Yep, definitely. We've
certainly educated America. But right now, as we can see the clock ticking down and the time remaining in this segment, I will alert you that we're going to pause for a quick sponsors break. Rudy's up next with the right stuff. RJ is coming right behind him with Open Road. And then Mary and I will be back with you as we take you to Orlando today for the Destination Spotlight. We still also have a big hour two ahead, a lot to come. If you have a travel question, show comment, don't forget you can always reach us at rmworldtravel.com/contact, and we're going to be answering emails during next week's live broadcast. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.